Lingali Chonanjani, Zulugadabam, Togaza Mushe, Moody Zimbabwe, Kwazwai, Moody Zimbabwe. Welcome to Z Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. If you're joining us right now, you're tuned into Z Connection with your boy Michael Hove, a program that's brought to you by Studio 7, a voice of America, on Tuesday, the 4th of August, 2020. Moody Zimbabwe, Togaza Mushe. I'm your host, Michael Hove. Once again, Muriya Zimbabwe, Dinom Kamchiram Chongwachalu, Chevechi Niki, Ushelo D Connection, Mwineni, Michael Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you, unfortunately, Muriya Zimbabwe, from my couch in Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, we can't give you this program live as per usual, due to umkhuhlane we coronavirus, due to COVID-19. We're all forced to work from home. Nonetheless, Muriya Zimbabwe, we're here on D Connection with your boy, Michael Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on COVID-19. Joining us is going to be epidemiologist Chilo Dziwachkwari as we tackle the rise in COVID-19-related cases in Zimbabwe. But now we're not looking to end the conversation there. The conversation on The Connection is also going to be going a little further. Over the weekend, something big has been happening on social media that is Zimbabwe-related. Hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter. So we're looking to tackle that, to discuss the social media trend and its impact on Zimbabwean youth, its impact on Zimbabwe as a whole. Now, for those that do not know, the social media trend is related to human rights in Zimbabwe. A lot of celebrities, a lot of young people in the diaspora, a lot of young Zimbabweans on the ground have taken to social media to highlight the plight of Zimbabwean citizens. But before we delve to that, first off, health. Health, health. According to Johns Hopkins University, over 18,300,000 people have contracted COVID-19 worldwide. Over 690,000 people have died due to umkhuhlane, due to COVID-19, and 10,900,000 have recovered from COVID-19. So those are the worldwide figures. As we speak, I repeat, 18,300,000 have contracted COVID-19. Over 690,000 have died due to COVID-19, and over 10,900,000 have recovered due to COVID-19. Now, when we zone into Zimbabwe, our beloved nation, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, Moria Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe currently has over 4,700 COVID-related cases, 80 deaths, and over 1,000 recoveries. I repeat, Moria Zimbabwe, for those that are watching the broadcast, you're going to see the image is going to pop up on the screen that shows the latest results issued by the Ministry of Health. So I repeat, as we speak, over 4,700 COVID cases, 80 deaths, and 1,000 recoveries. Over, increased more. Now, the amount of tests recorded to date, Muriya Zimbabwe, over 130,000 people have been tested for COVID-19. 73,174 RDT tests, and once again, 64,634 PCR tests. Now, before we delve deeper into our conversation today, Moriya Zimbabwe, let's head over to a clip courtesy of the Ministry of Health. The Ministry of Health has recently, been posting on Facebook. One of the things they recently posted on was they were giving advice to Zimbabweans on how to not contract coronavirus or how to curb the virus in Zimbabwe. As we speak, I'm sure you've all checked the numbers. Numbers are increasing and spiking by the day. Over the weekend, we witnessed a spike of over 400 people that are, contracted coronavirus. And this is mainly in Harare and Bulawayo. So now let's head over to this clip of the Ministry of Health to hear what they had to say about COVID-19 in Zimbabwe and more.
I really need to appeal to the citizenry of this country. We have noted a slackening of some of the preventive measures that have been propounded by His Excellency. People are still moving willy-nilly, even when they don't have anything pressing. So I appeal to those that have been given the exemptions to move to just move and do what you need to do and go back home. So our key message really remains, stay at home. Just go to the shops and come back home. Go to work, do your work, and then come back home. Secondly, we must wash our hands frequently, or sanitize them, or both. Thirdly, wear the face mask and wear it properly as long as you are in a public place. Wear it properly, it means cover your nose and mouth with that face mask so that you protect yourself but you also protect other people around you. So we really appeal to everybody to observe those preventive measures because our cases are really rising and we might get to a point where we are really chasing out after this outbreak. So it becomes very untenable.
You just heard there from the Ministry of Health official Muriel Zimbabwe. They are urging Zimbabweans, don't forget the measures that they're urging you to take. Wear a face mask if you're leaving the house as much as possible. Try not to leave the house unless it's necessary. And of course, gezani zadla, wash your hands using either sanitizer or water with soap. So just to recap, earlier on I told you the figures would pop up, but unfortunately they didn't pop up. Here they are on our screen, 4,700 COVID-related cases in Zimbabwe, 80 deaths and over 1,000 recoveries. The amount of tests recorded to date, over 130,000 tests, COVID tests done in Zimbabwe, 78,174 are RDT tests and 64,634 are PCR tests. But now before we head over to our medical expert, let's hear what you, our lovely callers, have to say about our coronavirus in Zimbabwe. We asked you, as usual, to send us messages on WhatsApp on +12024650318 to hear your thoughts on what's happening COVID-related. Once again, unfortunately, we would love to have you call in live, but due to COVID-19, this is a pre-recorded program. We're all having to work from home, so we have to resort to you sending us messages on WhatsApp. Let's hear what the callers had to say about a COVID-19 in Zimbabwe.
Mina ngibona engathi ngendaba yokumemetheka kwemkhuhlani lo okwenzakala ekhaya eZimbabwe lapha. Ngibona engathi khona i-government yethu yiwo oyenza konke lokhu kuyenzakala. Ngoba nginanzelela ukuthi khona kulama funds etholwa yi-government ukuthi isize abantu. Uthola ukuthi ke abantu kabasizwa ke ngalezo zimali. Abantu bese begcwala yonke indawo bedinga ukudla. Sokugcina kusenza umkhuhlane ugcwale yonke indawo. Nxa engabe banika abantu ukudla phela, aluba abantu bayahlala ezindlini. Bese sisithi kodwa labo abantu abakutholayo ukudla abahlale ezindlini kwenzela ukuthi umkhuhlane ungamemetheki. Akukho lula lokho. Akukho lula sibili, hayi, i-rate yangikhona ingathi khuphuka nsuku zonke.
Ngithanda ukuphawula endabeni ye-corona leli ebhahileyo ebulawayo leli. Yabona abantu abahlala ezindlini begqoka ama-mask, be-sanitize sonke isikhathi ngoba sifasiphele du. So sanitize lawe, utshele umakhelwane ukuthi sanitize, ungamekeleli umakhelwane ephume engagqokanga i-mask. I-mask iqakathekile, akule into eqakathekile njenge-mask. Yabona, le-sanitize eceleni. Yabona, asithi hashtag imaski emlonyeni, hashtag isanitize ezandleni.
So, you're hearing there from our listeners there, they're urging Zimbabweans to stay safe. Anze aiwa, sanitize amruoko, mask pameso, liyamuzwa umlaleli, uyakhuluma nje, uyasho, uyakhuthaza uzulu ukuthi aqhubekele phambili evikela umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus, ukuthi agqokane ama-mask nxa liphuma, if you can, hlala endlini. So you're hearing there from our callers, they're speaking for themselves there. They're urging Zimbabweans to continue wearing face masks if they can when they leave the house, as per what was initially said in that initial video that we played, courtesy of the Ministry of Health and Child Care. But now let's head over to our epidemiologist, our medical expert, Chido Tsebachikwari, to hear what she has to say about the spike in COVID numbers in Zimbabwe.
We have been anticipating that the numbers will rise over time, and they had started to rise, I think, a few weeks ago, but 490 is the biggest number of cases we've seen identified in a day. And I think that they are you know, people do have reason to worry. They're indicative of the fact that we do have community transmission. And so there needs to be a more concerted effort to try and get ahead of this while we still can, if we still can.
You talk about the efforts. I know usually we've come here onto the program and talked about what government should do. But I think we've never really focused on what the people need to do. What role do people need to play in terms of curbing coronavirus in Zimbabwe?
I think we have been talking a lot about what the people need to do. We know, for example, the fact that, you know, we're supposed to wear face masks, we're supposed to maintain social distancing, we're supposed to wash our hands. Those are all things that are within our control. Those are all things that the government can't mandate, and those are all things that we need to carry on doing, because that wearing a mask and maintaining your distance might be the difference between you contracting COVID-19 from the next person or not contracting COVID-19.
Is that something that people in the country are understanding?
I think when you go out in the streets, it's apparent that there may be a lot of complacency or a lot of misunderstandings. Like I've mentioned in previous shows, you'll find that people wear their masks only when they get to a police roadblock, or, you know, if they're walking around, they're wearing it as a chin guard. We've, you know, seen a lot of pictures of people queuing for mealy meal or queuing for water, and there's no social distancing maintained at all. And I think a lot of that is to do with, to some extent, understanding, to some extent, perhaps it's complacency, to some extent, it's not having buy-in and thinking that this is something that's not happening to us and it's happening elsewhere. And so I think, you know, in addition to us doing those things, there needs to be a sort of more concerted effort to enhance awareness in the communities, so that people really understand what it is we're faced against and that they act in ways that can protect them.
Now, I wanted to touch a little more on the re-education of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. And I'm glad I have you here because you have a firm idea of where I'm trying to get at with the point that I'm trying to make next. You know, when we look at HIV in the country, generally the psychology behind it, there's some people who are scared to get an HIV test because they're scared of the result and the outcome. Is COVID along the similar lines? Are there people who actually voluntarily want to understand whether or not they have COVID?
I think one of the things that we need to remember and sort of be conscious of, like you're mentioning, taking the HIV example, is that a lot of the reasons why people are afraid to test is stigma and discrimination. So if you're said to be HIV positive, you know, a few years ago, people wouldn't want to be associated with you. People wouldn't want to live with you, to share utensils with you, all of that kind of stuff. And I do think we've seen the same sort of stigma when it comes to COVID-19. When we had initial shows, there was, you know, talk about, oh, people who are coming from the diaspora are bringing this thing. You know, they must be arrested. They must stay there, you know. And that sort of propelled that stigma. And, you know, when you are faced with stigma, you are afraid. And I think there could be an element of fear in people to get a test, because if I do get a test, what does that mean? You know, there's also something that happened with HIV where, or it's still happening with HIV, that people think the moment that I'm diagnosed, I'm going to die, or it's a death sentence. But we now know with HIV that with the advent of ARVs, you're not necessarily going to die. People have lived for up to 30 years with the virus and are still going on. And I think it's the same thing with COVID-19. When the first cases were reported, there were reports of like a lot of people dying, but we also need to be cognizant of the fact that it's only 2% of the people, well, data shows that it's only 2% of the people who contract COVID-19 who are going to die. 80% of the people are going to be asymptomatic or have mild symptoms. So if 100 people have it, 80 people are not going to get sick to the extent of getting into hospital. So it's us needing to address those things, because there is a likelihood that people could be wary of having a test. So if I get a test, what difference is that going to make, for example? what benefit will I have in getting a test? And we all know that there are benefits in knowing your COVID-19 status, because that can help you to trace your contacts, and that will sort of propel you to self-isolate. But what we also know is there's not that great access to testing.
Right.
So if you expect that you have it, if you can't access a test, or you can't afford a test, then the best thing to do would be to actually just self-isolate.
So now, does this call to go back to the basics in terms of re-education? I'm asking this because when COVID started in Zimbabwe and the education was really rampant, radio promos and so forth, COVID was still something very far in terms of the impact. But now it's here. Do you think it calls to go back to the basics to remind people what COVID is and what it's all about?
Definitely. Education is something that's ongoing. The pandemic in Zimbabwe has, you know, had clearly defined stages, for example. And I think that within those stages, there needs to be different kinds of messaging, because people relate to things that they see, people relate to things that affect them. And so, you know, when we started off, it was a lot of, you know, it's happening elsewhere, like I said, and it's not happening here. And then it was, oh, it's people who are bringing it in. It's not something that's here. You know, they're in quarantine centers. And now we're picking up a lot of cases of community transmission. And now it is here, if I may use that word.
All right. So, and then we'll wrap up with the last question that I have. Tichitariza chivereche coronavirus minyeka. Zizwara zwe Zimbabwe, nema onre nyu mungati vahapfana kuita sei kuti vazviono vachizvidzivirira kubva kune chirwere checoronavirus.
Kana takatarisana necoronavirus, Mike, munhu wega wega ane chaanokwanisa kuita kuzvidzivirira nekudzivirira hama dzake pakutapurana kwecoronavirus. Zvinhu zvatanga tichitaura nakudhara zvekuti unofanira kupfeka masiki yako, unofanira kumaintaina iyo inonzi social distancing, unofanira kugeza maoko frequently nemusipo nemvura. Izvozvo zvinhu zvatinokwanisa kuita tese kudzivirira nokutapurana kwecoronavirus. Zviri maoko edu ende zvinhu zvinobatsira.
Nemaonero enyu muzvare dzevachikwari, hurumende yakafanira kuita sei kuitira kuti improvewo yatingati matanho avari kuita izvezvi avari kutora mukudzivirira chirwere checoronavirus munyika, hurumende yakafanira kuita sei?
Zvakawanda zvinokwanisa kuitikwa nehurumende. Pare zvino hongu tiri kuti kutesta, vanhu vakawanda vakutestwa, asi tinogona kuendera chinambo chimberi tichitesta vakawanda kudarika vari kutestwa izvezvi. Kana vatestwa, kune iyo inonzi contact tracing yekutesta vanenge vakasangana nevaita positive, tinokwanisa kuimprova pane izvozvo. Pare zvino tiri kuzivawo futi kuti muzvipatara vana chiremba nemanesi vari pastrike. Zvinhuwo futi zvinokwanisa kugadziriswa nehurumende kuti vanhu vakawanda vasafe neutachiona hwecoronavirus.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on for one second. Let me translate for the Neville audience and then we'll wrap up our conversation. Lingalichona njani msakazo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection, uhlelo silotshilo dzivachikwari, osakhulayo oyingcwethi kwezempilakahle, sithinta phela udaba lomkhuhlane wecoronavirus, i-COVID-19. Sibulele abantu abaningi ngempela elizweni msakazo muhle, sikhuluma nje kulabantu abaningi abasebebanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane and inani lilokhe liqhubekela phambili lisanda. Engimbuzile uChilo Dzivachikwari ngombono wakhe emayelana ngenani labantu abasebebanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane, wathi hhayi khanya ngani inani lilokhe liqhubekela phambili lisanda, njalo sekumele sikhangele indlela esiphila ngayo elizweni. Abantu lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi lawe njengesizalwane seZimbabwe, you have a role to play ekuvikeleni kokumemetheka kwalo mkhuhlane elizweni. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi kungakhohlwi ukugqokana amamaski ngaphuma phandle, i-social distancing yinto eqakathekileyo ngempela, gezani izandla lisebenzisa isepa afo isikhathi esingathi i-20 seconds or more, lingakhohlwi imilayezelo yonke le, njalo ukuthi akuhloniphani umthetho we-lockdown. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngempela ngodaba lokuthi uhulumende yena sokumele ayenzeni ukusiza abantu elizweni ukuze phela sibone ngesingathi curbing umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus. Yena wathi hayi umhulumende yena ngokwakhe hayi he has a lot of work to do nxa sesithinta phela udaba lokuvikela ukumemetheka kwalo mkhuhlane. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi ezibhedlela abantu babhekane ngendubeko eziningi, uhulumende sokumele angene angenele kulolu daba abasize phela abantu. Abodokotela bayakhala ngale ndaba e-PPE ukuthi okumele abasize. Uthintile njalo udaba lokuthi abodokotela kulesikhathi bayathengisela sithi iholo labo liphansi kakhulu. Uhulumende kumele alungisise lolu daba njalo. Ungakho uyasho ngempela ukuthi uhulumende kumele engakhohlwa ukuthi elizweni hayi okwamanje abantu abagulayo it's not just umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus. Kulabantu abadinga imithi zabo abalegciwane le-HIV, kulabantu abale-TB njalo eminye imikhuhlane. So uyasho ngempela ukuthi uhulumende sesifikile kulesiya sikhathi sokuthi kumele esingathi ngesingisi improving the healthcare system at elizweni ngoba hayi ngaqhubekela phambili kunjalo kulapho kuhlupha kusasa. Chido, as we wrap up our conversation, I want to talk about future, what we need to look into when we talk about the future. I know some people really thought it's absurd a country like South Africa is preparing a million graves in terms of preparation for COVID. But some say, once again, South Africa is preparing for the worst. Anything could happen, and they'd rather be ready. Zimbabwe, what do we need to do to prepare for COVID-19?
We need to start preparing people for managing family members or household members who have COVID-19. I think we've had a good grasp of what it means to wash our hands, wear a mask, and maintain social distancing, but what do we do in the home if a family member tests COVID-19 positive? What does it mean to isolate? Can we sleep in the same bed? Can we use the same plates? All of that are things that we need to start thinking about and things that we need to start communicating with the population about, because we've now reached the level where our cases are increasing and information is one of the biggest tools we have to fight COVID-19.
So it goes back to re-education.
Yes.
Chirongwa, the connection Muinini Michael Hove Muria Zimbabwe. You are hearing there from epidemiologist Chido Dzivachikwari, young Zimbabwean medical expert who is joining us. Pano Pachirongwa Chiluchewe Chitiki, who is joining us here on the connection. Just to recap, what we're focusing on, COVID cases in Zimbabwe are rising as we speak. Over 4,700 related cases in Zimbabwe, 80 deaths, and over 1,000 people have recovered from COVID-19. So that's the discussion that we're having right now. That's what we're focusing on. Makatira chirongwa chedu chevechiiki uhlelo The Connection muineni Mike Hove. Unfortunately, Muria Zimbabwe, this program is pre-recorded, so you cannot join us as per usual. Nonetheless, we're here. Pano pachirongwa chedu chevechiiki, we're here on The Connection. Now, let's continue the discussion. Over the weekend, a big thing happened that was Zimbabwe-related on social media. Hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter. Now, over the weekend, we saw celebrities across the African continent all taking it upon themselves to push and make the world understand what exactly is happening in Zimbabwe that is COVID-related. But before we delve deeper and touch on that hashtag itself and speak to some of the youth that have had to experience what has happened in the country over the past weekend since the 31st, where the protest was supposed to happen up until today, let's head over to our listeners. Let's hear what the listeners have to say about the protest that was supposed to happen on the 31st. And let's hear, Uguti, the youth themselves, what exactly do they want and what is the plan moving forward now that the protest didn't happen on the 31st? What next for Zimbabwean youth? Let's head over to our listeners.
Lono kuluma uGift Sonduku uMfokandlovu lapha ePlumpton endaweni yakoGama. Siyathanda kakhulu ukubonga into eyenziwe ngabahleli balombhikishwa ngeFriday. Hayi, ube impumelelo enkulu kakhulu ngoba sibonile amaphoyisa egcwala indawo yonke egijimisana nomoya engatholi lokuthi angazi lokuthi ayenzani. Futhi bengifuna ukubuza abasakazi ukuthi kathi labana abahlela umbhikisho ka-2017 ukukhisha umgabe bona babothwa yini? Ngoba sabona lapha kulo mbhikisho ka-2020 kugijinywa kubothwa abahleli bomcimbi. Labana baka 2017 baboshwa yini? Nyabonga basakazi ngokuhlanganisa ethembisa.
Ini ndinonzi Taurai Nyakabau, ndiri kuno ku South Africa ku Cape Town. Ndiri kuti zviri kuitwa ne masoja nemapurisa ekunyika kwedu zvokushungurudza vanhu zvakutotitemesa musoro kana netsu zvinhu zvinonyadzisa dai mapurisa nemasoja aonawo iwo upenyu hwavari kuita kuti upenyu here upenyu here upenyu hwakaoma.
All right, you heard it there. Folks from the listeners themselves are touching on the protest that was supposed to happen over the on the 31st, which was last Friday. And one thing they're highlighting is that as youth, they're dissatisfied. They're not happy with the outcome. And as youth, they really want and aspire to have a government that pays attention to their outcries. Now, whilst on the discussion of the 31st, last Friday, some Zimbabwean youth, not a lot, a lot of people stayed home, but some Zimbabwean youth decided, no maganjani, no matter what, they're taking to the streets of Zimbabwe and protesting. One thing they did do is they ensured that they didn't break the rules of the lockdown in terms of the lockdown itself says you cannot be more than 50 people. So a lot of youth that did take to the streets were protesting in their small numbers, making sure that their voice is heard. Let's head over to one of them. Nyasha William Gwazemba, who is based in Bulawayo. Nyasha is one of the people that took to the streets last Friday alongside another gentleman that we've spoken to here on our program, here on Studio 7 a lot of times, Nigel Ndlovu. Both of them were arrested over the weekend. So let's head over to an interview that I had with Nyasha, who breaks down his ordeal, who breaks down what made him want to take to the streets to protest, who breaks down what he thinks on the Zimbabwe Lives Matter movement on social media and more. Let's head over to Nyasha.
Wabuya madoda ngo-4 ebusuku bangena bayiqigedi igedi belikhiwe indlu yami babe rawundela indlu kwakunamadoda ayi-13 bodo enye yayisabeka ayikhoneke ukudlala behombolozela indlu yami basuka lapha abaqoqoda besilele ngavuswa ngunkosikazi esithi kulabantu phela lapha abaqoqodayo kulabantu lapha abangena abahambayo nyakuthi imota yami edibhakele phandle begcwele behombolozela imota lapha abaqoqoda. I went online ngahle ngabhala ku-Facebook ukuthi please tell the world you are not safe. Sebebuyele mina ngo-4 ebusuku bangena endlini baqalisa ukusetsha. They took iflag, the national flag yeZimbabwe. They took the flag and they took imask ebhale ZANU-PF to go. They were asking me ukuthi amanye amamaski angabi as if that I am printing mask. So ngizahamba, they said to me take us to Nigel's place. Bafika endlini ka-Nigel bangena ko-Nigel basuka baqoqoda ko-Nigel bathe beqoqoda ko-Nigel. When they entered they searched everywhere, tried to look for ama-placards, they asking me about mask. Basingenisa emoteni eyi-1. Okay, they went with us emagwebhe. When we got to Magogo police station, it was a horrible experience, I tell you. Saprofayilwa, after being profiled, sahlaliswa e-charge office for 7 good hours on the floor.
So enkantolo bona batheni?
Sesingenile enkantolo, sifike sagrantwa i-bail, a 1,000 bond, and basinika ama-conditions okuthi we should not interfere with the state witness and also to report fortnight emagogo police station.
Abasakhulayo sebekhuluma betshengisa umhlaba wonke jikelele ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo elizweni, ukuthi abathabanga ngesimo somnotho njalo ukwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu okwenzakalayo elizweni. Sesibona lawo ama-celebrity labo sebe-Twitter nayi hashtag Zimbabwean Live Matter. Wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo ophume etshengisela elwela ilungelo loluntu, ukubona njani konke lokho okwenzakalayo?
Into enhle abayenzayo kuthi high time abantu babone ukuthi Zimbabwean's lives matters, because what we are going through is painful. Ukuphila elizweni lapho elithuselwa khona, elingakhululekanga, elihlukunyezwa khona, almost ungavele ukukhuluma about the corruption, you are being a target. Ubuhlungu ukuthi ukhule uzofike 30 years ungazange ukuthola umsebenzi, khona iphethe na uyazi indla uyithenganga, but abantu bebebelitshela ukuthi Zimbabwe is open for business.
Yes, Muriye Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Nyasha Gwazemba, young youth who's based in Bulawayo, who's highlighting his ordeals of what he had to go through since he took to the streets on the 31st. Nyasha was arrested over the weekend. He talks about how they came to arrest him at 4 a.m. in the morning, and he talks about how they actually had to break into his house for him to be arrested. And he talks about the ordeals that he had to go through as he went to the police station. He sat on the floor for hours before being profiled and so forth. Now, I also asked Nyasha about his thoughts on the Zimbabwe Lives Matter movement that's happening on social media right now. Nyasha says, you know what, he's very thankful for all the celebrities that are taking it upon themselves to spread the story of what's happening in Zimbabwe, because other youth, just like himself, are going through a lot. He also highlights the pain that he's going through as a young Zimbabwean, to say that a young Zimbabwean can turn 30 years old and still have nothing to his name, which is something that Nyasha says is very, very painful. But now to hear how the thoughts of pro-government youth on the 31st, the protests and the outcome of it, let's head over to Menashe Mdutsa, a young Zimbabwean that we spoke to, ZANU-PF member. Let's hear what he thinks was the outcome of the 31st protest and what he thinks needs to be done to move the conversation forward to ensure that Zimbabwean youth stands to have their outcries heard. Let's head over to Menashe Mdutsa.
Ngiyabonga brother Mike for this opportunity. Engawutsho mina ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe sebediniwe ukusetshenziswa ngelanga lawo leli kamhla ka 31 July sibonile ukuthi aliphumelelanga ngenxa yokuthi abantu abasafuni into yokusetshenziswa. Okwesibili, abantu balalele ilizwi likaGabo likahulumende elokuthi akumelanga betholakale besemgwaqweni, betholakale bebuthene khona iCovid ilokhu isiya phambili ibulala ibamba abantu.
Yini umbono wakho mayelana nabantu aphila kwamanye amazwe ababetshengisela besithi abathabanga ngezinto eziyenzakala elizweni?
Ukutshengisela kuyinto vele khona ku-constitution, asila problem lakho. Kodwa into athi simele siyikhulume njalo kumele ibe segcekeni yikuthi lokhu kutshengisela bekungaso kutshengisela okokuthi izinto azimanga kuhle elizweni. Bekuyikutshengisela ukuthi iZANU-PF ibandla eliyilo elibusayo kumele liphume lihambe, kodwa hhayi, njengoba sibonile akusazange kufinyelele kwenzakale khonokho. Ubaba uMnangagwa lebandla leZANU-PF lokhu bekhona esikhundleni njalo lokhu besebenza nzima kanjalo gadalala ukuthi bethuthukise isizwe ngendlela ehambelana nezithembiso ezafakwa ngo-2018.
Mdutsa, intsha elizweni ithi ikhathazekile kakhulu ngodaba lwenkohlakalo, udaba lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi elizweni lokunye okuthiyeneyo. Kuyini okumele kwenzakale ukuze konke lokho okuhlupha intsha yakwele Zimbabwe kulungisiswe?
Ukuthi abantu sithi beswele imisebenzi yikho befuna ukudemonstrator ayisoqinisa. Abayuthi kumele abe involved elizweni, abathiyane lento yokufuna ukulwisa uhulumende. Uhulumende enobhizi esebenzisa ukuthi sekuyenziwe i-land audit kathesi. Amayouth kumele apply for i-land naleyo, ngaba apply for ama-loan through i-Empower Bank. Konke lokhu kwenzakala nxa abantu belesifiso sokusebenzelana nohulumende. Manje abantu bengatshona bejikijela amatshe bezondile besithi uhulumende akahambe, bagcina sebekhutha amathuba abefakwa ngulo uhulumende ukuthi bengabhenefitha ngawo.
So that was Menashe Mdutsa, young Zimbabwean, a ZANU-PF member, saying the protests of the 31st were not successful because, according to him, Zimbabweans are tired of being used by opposition members. Zimbabweans are tired of being used by civil society members. Hence, they chose to listen to government. You remember before, as we've covered in the past couple of weeks, government has constantly insisted, saying, Zimbabweans, please stay at home and don't go out and protest on the 31st to ensure that COVID-19 doesn't spread in Zimbabwe. Now, just to show you all, for those that are watching our program, on the screen right now is some of the tweets that have been spread by some of the celebrities who say they stand by Zimbabweans as we speak. You said earlier on, there's a tweet by Casper Nyovest, the likes of AKA. Those are other people who have all decided to stand by Zimbabweans and highlight their dissatisfaction with how human rights are currently being treated. You see Knox Gunia, a very local celebrity, he's saying stop the issues, stop the human rights violations. We see AKA, a continental celebrity, a giant himself, also standing by Zimbabweans. Casper Nyovest, another one. So for those that are listening on radio, I urge you all to come to our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 after the audio broadcast to watch this program, because some of these visuals are things you cannot see on radio. But those are some of the tweets that have been passed alongside by celebrities who are all saying hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter. Earlier on, Tichi Mbori Zaoka Hurukuro Yatakaita na Vanyasha Gwazemba Wechi Iki Arukubulawa Yoko akabuda achindoratidzira musi wa 31 Nyasha ndomwo wevechidiki akazosungwa. Saka Nyasha angachitsanangurira the things that he experienced sewechidiki Nyasha Babasa Zakare, Nyai, ye hashtag Yipopa Dandem Tande, ye hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter. Yes, so Chiki, I know Rakot Zerozavanu, Nika, Arku Pembera, Zukurusa, Kuona Kauti, Panevanu, Ano Bakunika, Zakasiana, Siana, Bamire Pamwe Chete, Nizara Zimbabwe, Nawo, Baruti Pasi, Nenye Kumbuniki, Zokot Zerozavanu, Nawo, Barkurzira, Urumene Zimbabwe, Iwa Ishanema, Zo, Mugusimuzra, Vechiki, Vemunika. So yilo lutabe silalo namhla kuhlelo umthakazo muhle uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove. Let's head over to some of our listeners. Let's hear what the listeners have to say about the protests. Let's hear what the listeners have to say about the hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter movement.
Mina ngizebhinga ngikhuluma lokhu ngoba ngibona amasocha esizwe asetshenziswa kubi elizweni leZimbabwe. Izanu PF noma ngaziyenzini noma ingazifaka umdaka ilunda lomdaka akulaluthu ezalwenza ngoba vele bayehluleka khona ukuwaholisa wona amasotsha wona lawo atshone dubeki cha abantu bona bekhonona basiza lawo futhi amasotsha ukuthi asizakale amasotsha angiboni kumbe lawo akuboni khona ukuthi kuyabasiza kumbe nje ba just basetshenziswa nje njengezinja ezichithisiweyo usuke lapho uyozingela ibhalabhala ulibambe ungaziniki lutho zikhothe igazi kuphela inyama yonke uzidlele wena
azonaitwa nechihurumende chazambefu ka zvakashata ini ndinitafadzwa vauraya kiriya yedu isisi vechidiki they don't even care about our future they just want to eat.
So, you are hearing there from the youth of the nation, touching on what's happening, touching on the 31st July protests, and whether or not they're satisfied with what's happening in Zimbabwe. You heard there from one of our listeners, the youth himself, is a young 18-year-old saying he's not satisfied with what's currently happening in Zimbabwe, and he really, really is hoping that government can step in and help and fix the nation for the nation's youth. Now let's head over to Paida Tsaurombe. He is a human rights lawyer. He also touches on the hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter movement. He touches on how helpful it is and whether or not it is possible for the movement itself to navigate itself to a stage and point whereby it creates real change on the ground. Let's head over to Paida Tsaurombe. Let's hear what he has to say about the hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter movement.
Zimbabwe Life Matters hashtag ya buda iyo mushure mekunge paita kumbunyikizwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kuri kuitika mukati menyika yeZimbabwe. Kodzero idzi dziri kusanganisira kuti vanhu vanyunyuta vari kugunun'una pamusoro pecorruption, vari kugunun'una pamusoro pekutongwa kana kuti governance issues dziri kuitika mukati menyika. Tinoona mukati memusi wechishanu vazhinji vakasungwa paweekend. Ndo zvasakisa kuti tinge tane hashtag yabuda mukati mepasi rinotenderere yevanhu vari kuti vanhu vari mukati meZimbabwe vazhinji vavo vari kutya kuti vataure zviri kuitika. Saka mukutya kwavo vari kunze kunyanya vari kunyika yeSouth Africa vabuda ivo vachiti aiwa ngatikoshesei upenyu mukati meZimbabwe vanhu ngavasambunyikidzwe.
Tiri kuona mashoko ari kuparurwa nemacelebrity makuru muAfrica anosanganisira muimbi ane mukurumbira weSouth Africa aka na Casper Nyovest vachiti vamire pamwe chete nezvara zveZimbabwe uyezve nyaya yekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu munyika ngaipere. Nemaondero enyu matano ari kutorwa nevanhu vane mukurumbira panyaya iyi anobatsira here?
Zvinobatsira hongu kuti vanhu vane mukurumbira vataure, nokuti vachitaura zvinoitawo kuti hurumende yedu yemuno ionewo kuti zvimwe pakusanzwisisana nevanhu kwavari kuita muno mukati menyika yeZimbabwe. Havasiwo chete vari kungoona kusanzwisisana uku, asi variwo kunze vaakuona zviri kuitika, ende zvinopawo pressure kuhurumende dzavo kuti dzitaure nehurumende yedu kuti apa kudai manga madai, apa kudai manga matai, musaite zvamuri kuita zvava kuti afekta, zvava kuti konesa kuitawo trade, zvava kuti konesa kuita business mune zvakanaka.
All right, Maria Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Paida Saurombe, a human rights lawyer based in Zimbabwe. Paida talks on the hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter movement, its importance, how it's helpful, and of course, whether or not it's something that a government can lead to tangible change. Now, according to Paida, everything is a go ahead. He's very happy to see that, you know, people across the African continent are all taking it upon themselves to highlight the plight of Zimbabweans. He highlights how we got to the stage and point whereby Zimbabweans are now feeling frustrated. He talks about the issue that Zimbabweans themselves have been talking about, the issue of corruption, have been talking about the youth themselves, have been talking about the issue of, you know, them not having employment. Earlier on, you heard from Nyasha himself, one of the youth themselves, talking about how a young person in Zimbabwe, it is very ordinary to turn 30 and still have nothing to your name, and he feels as though that is not something that Zimbabweans should be proud about, and that's something that needs to be addressed immediately. So Paida Saurombe, you know, says as a human rights lawyer, as a young Zimbabwean himself, he applauds that all people who are partaking in the hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter movement. But now, whilst on the issue of the discussion of 31 July, you know, Zimbabweans across the in different parts of the world all took it upon themselves to go to their embassies and protest. This happened in South Africa, in Cape Town. This happened here in Washington, D.C. on the 31st. And it also happened in London, Britain. Let's head over to an interview that I had over the weekend with a young Zimbabwean who took it upon himself to attend one of these protests in London, in Britain. His name is Vuga. Vuga talks about what made him want to take out, step up and protest, whether or not it's helpful to have Zimbabweans protest in the diaspora and its impact. So let's head over to Vuga to hear Ubuti. What does he have to say about their actions as young Zimbabweans?
I personally believe that it is our obligation as Zimbabweans, it is our task as Zimbabweans to make sure that we live in a country that we desire. What's happening at the moment in our country, it's undesirable. Therefore, we are ought to be on the streets. There is lots of events, one after the other, that has been happening in Zimbabwe of late.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we look at the arguments that have been presented on the other side, everyone that is a ZANU-PF follower, as a ZANU-PF member, and of course that are pro-government, a lot of them argue that, A, the protests that were actually supposed to be staged in Zimbabwe were unsuccessful because not a lot of people were able to go out. A lot of people stayed in their homes as per the request of government. And so we had a lot of people that were actually out in the diaspora in England, in America, in South Africa. Those are the ones that made the biggest impact. But what kind of impact do you guys think you made in terms of protesting in your respective host nations?
I would say the one thing, I would love not to give a response as far as what happened on the ground, whether it was a success or not. You know, it's an argument which is coming from them saying that it was unsuccessful, and you've got people who are pro the protest. They are presenting good quality evidence that the success, you know, that the protest was successful, you know. So to be honest with you, I would debunk that for now. But to answer your question, you know, the impact that we had in the diaspora itself. For example, let me just start small, very little. Me and you were having a conversation here. You are, I don't know wherever you are, and you have seen that demonstration. Everyone has seen it, and there is an awareness that has already been given to people worldwide that there is a demonstration that happened in London, and people were demonstrating for all those seven reasons that I've given you. So that is an impact within the Zimbabwean community, but we also reached far and beyond Zimbabwe. We were outside London. We had lots of people who came within the journalism community. So we know Hopo Chingono was a journalist, and they picked up the story. You know, social media is an absolutely powerful double-edged, double-sword, you know, weapon that we have seen yesterday. You know, the very same demonstration was propelled, was magnified, it was electrified, and it reached so many people, so many parts, so many organizations. And I personally think that was absolutely, you know, impactful. We are still receiving lots of phone calls from different people that, is there any other demonstration? How can we help? You know, so I would not underestimate the demonstration that we did yesterday, because it was versatile, it was, you know, multidimensional. in the sense that it was not only for Hopo Chinyono, Ngarivume, Father Maere, Tsitsilangarembwa, Corruption Must Fall, ZANU-PF Must Go. You see, the list is absolutely, you know, it was an assorted reasons why we were having that demonstration. So, personally, I think it was very impactful. And also, just thinking about it as well, the fact that there was no demonstration that took place in Zimbabwe, whether successful or not, but I think it was successful. I'm just gonna, you know, say that we in the United Kingdom, we then became, you know, the light, the focus, the binoculars. They pretty much focused on what was happening in London. The response on all social platforms, Facebook, YouTube, wherever, you know, it was, you know, a phenomenon. They would call us. They'd be like, "Mwanangu, what do we just say?" And I'm like, "Hey, yeah." That's what I'm saying.
So now, as a young person, a young Zimbabwean, what exactly do you want to come out of this?
As a young person, my heart is bleeding, my brother. My heart is absolutely bleeding. Our people have been muzzled. Their mouths, they can't speak, they can't express themselves. And those who are supposed to be expressing themselves, they have decided to shun away from the struggle. And knowingly, in poverty, they're helpless. You know, I would preach all day. I would actually open, you know, like a Bible of explaining how our young people, they're actually disadvantaged from Harare all the way to Kwablawayo, from Kwablawayo all the way to Limpopo, around the whole of the country. My brother, I think you are as young as me, and we are in big trouble. Baba Ngiyakutshela, something has got to be done.
Zvino chirongwa chokuratidzira chapfuura, musi 31 apfuura, saamuna August manje. Chii chakufana kuitika kuitira kuti kwete hurumende chete but munhu wese anokwanisa kubatsira anonzwisisa zvichemo zvenyu sevechidiki veZimbabwe vakubatsirei mune maondero enyu chirongwa ichi chofamba sei.
31 ini ndinoti yanga iri zuva rekutanga rekuvana veZimbabwe kuzvisunungura. Kana kune avo vaifunga kuti ndo zuva rekutanga nerekugumisira, I think they are making a big mistake. Because musi 31 is a new revolutionary inguva yekutanga yevechidiki kuzama kuziputsunura kuzisunungura kubva pakusungwa kwavakaitwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF. Saka kubva nhasi zvichienderera mberi, ndinoti vanhu tarisirai kune mamwe mabasa atange tichiita achange achiitwa nevana vari kunze kwenyika, zvikuru sei vari kunze kwenyika, nekuti ndo vanokwanisa kutaura, ndo vanokwanisa kukoordinata, ndo vanokwanisa kuita zvakasiyana siyana zvisingakwanisi kuitika muZimbabwe nekuda kwekuti mapurisa, mutemo nemasoja uri kudzvanyirira vana vemunyika medu.
Tichipedza edu huruku redu vavhoka, ndeapi mazwi amuinawo amungada kusiyira vechidiki vari kuteerera interview yedu izvezvi?
Ndinoda kuti ndinoziva kuti kune vamwe vanonyengegwa nemari yechihurumende ichi. Kune vamwe vanofane zvara vakupa kuti vade kuwadzana nehurumende iyi. Ndinoti vana veZimbabwe, rangambai makashinga, ini nemi tine basa kuti tisunungure nyika yedu kubva kuvanhu ava. Nekuti ndodonzvo rogara tasarigwa naro.
Zimbabwe Mohle, you heard there from Uvuka Osakhulayo, young Zimbabwean based in Britain. He was protesting on the 31st of July in London. Uvuka ngomunye wabasakhulayo obetshengisela ngeviki edlule ngolwesihlanu etshengisela ekhonona ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni. So bengikhuluma layo Uvuka, ngimbuza phela ukuthi kahle kahle njengoba yena engumuntu ongusakhulayo ophila kwele ngilandi, kuyini okwenza ukuthi aphume eyotshengisela? Wathi yena nje ngosakhulayo akathabanga, ebona izinto ezikwenzakalayo elizweni, udaba lwenkohlakalo selubhahile, abatsha labo balokhu beqhubekela phambili bekhalala ngale ndaba yokuswelakala kwemisebenzi lobunye okuthiyeneyo. So yena uthi hayi, bekuqakathekile ngempela ukuthi yena njengosakhulayo eme ndawonye labontanga abaseZimbabwe abaphila eZimbabwe, ebatshengisa ukuthi laye uyazwisisa izikhalazo zabo, izikhalazo zabantu abasakhulayo eZimbabwe. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngathi, so kahle kahle njengoba yena babetshengisela bemazweni atshiyeneyo, yena ubeseNgilandi, kulabanye ababetshengisela lapha eWashington DC, njalo kulabanye ababetshengisela kwele South Africa ngale eCape Town, ngimbuzile ngathi laba abatshengiselayo bese diaspora kukhona okuhle okuphume ekutshengiseleni kwabo wathi yebo ngempela ngoba umhlaba wonke jikelele usezwisisa indubeko zabantu abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe usezwisisa izikhalazo zabantu abayizalwane zeZimbabwe abaphila kwele Zimbabwe nansi hashtag umkankaso usekhona hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter. So do Navavuga Muria Zimbabwe, that's the discussion that we had with Avuga. He was giving us his take on a hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter. Chirongwa Z Connection, you're tuned into Z Connection with your boy Mike Hove. Now, what's on the discussion on what's been happening on social media, hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter, and what's and who exactly are these people that are pushing this movement? We got to reach out to one of them. Her name is Sha Dube, a young 22-year-old Zimbabwean who's based in England. Now, Sha Dube was trending on Instagram, as you can see, for those that are watching the post. By the time I got to talk to her, her post had over 90,000 likes on Instagram. All people had been sharing this post, including celebrities such as Boiti. This post also made itself and it trended on Twitter alongside this hashtag of hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter. For those that are watching the program on our Facebook pages, once again, if you're on radio, I urge you to come and watch the visual program on our Facebook pages and our websites, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 to see what we're talking about. The posts that were published by Shah are playing on the on our broadcast as we speak. But now, let's head over to the interview that we had with Sha herself to hear what exactly motivated her. She's a young 22-year-old Zimbabwean that is based in England. What made her want to make the world understand the outcries of Zimbabwean youth? Let's head over to Sha to hear what she had to say.
Human rights in Zimbabwe is pretty much not respected to an extent. It's like non-existent. The people in Zimbabwe are clearly suffering and, you know, I just thought that we need to do something about it. I mean, we can't, you know, me living in the UK, I can't sit and watch what's going on in Zimbabwe. Yeah, I just feel like, you know, the situation in Zim when it comes to people not having freedom to express themselves, to say what they want to achieve from students in university and not, you know, getting jobs afterwards. It's, you know, it's a continuous struggle. And, you know, human rights is just bare on the table right now and it's just not great for Zimbabwe.
But what motivated you to take to social media? What made you just want to push it out and put it out there on social media?
I mean, the reason why I wanted to put it out on social media was I've always said to my friends and family, I want to go back home. I want to invest. I want to start businesses. And, you know, they were like, yeah, but, you know, the situation in Zim, this, that. And it's like, when I heard what was going on, like, in Zim, I was like, it was like the pushing point for me. And I was like, I need to tell people what is happening in Zim. I need to get mad. I need people to get angry the same way I am. If I want to be changed, you know?
Mm-hmm. So now, when you did, when you started that, did you expect, first of all, did you expect to get the traction that you got?
No. Because I was like, I'm just going to put it out there. I'll probably get a few people to, you know, say, oh, yeah, we need to do something about it. I did not expect, like, thousands of people to continuously share and talk about it, spread, like, people that are not even in Zimbabwe and that are just spreading it. And I was just like, wow. It shocked me because it happened within hours.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed your post itself wasn't just shared by regular people. Celebrities across the continent took upon it upon themselves to share your thoughts. Hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter, something that, you know, people have been going on and talking about for the past couple of days. How important to you as a young Zimbabwean to understand and realize that now the whole continent is paying attention to your story?
I think it's about time because, you know, Zimbabwe has been suffering for a while. And, you know, this, it's great to see that the world is watching and it's good to see that maybe the politicians are seeing that the world is watching and Zimbabweans won't be quiet anymore. So as a young individual who wants a better future for other young people in Zimbabwe, this was very important, and it's great to see that people are actually sharing, especially celebrities, other activists, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, when we look at government, on the other hand, because, of course, those are the people that you're speaking to, they feel as though everything that you're speaking to has been done within the confines of the law. All the arrests have been done with a relevant case with evidence and so forth. How does that make you feel as a young Zimbabwean when you speak to such issues?
I think it's time to stop insulting people's intelligence. I mean, we see what's happening. We're not fools. We see the videos. We see everything that goes on. I mean, how can it be, you know, so dismissed in that way? And I feel like that's exactly what's happening. It's being dismissed, and we see what's happening. And yeah, I think it's typical. It's normal that you would get a statement like that from the government. So you're not surprised, but it frustrates you even more.
Mm-hmm. And so now with the whole trending thing and, you know, everybody putting pressure and everybody highlighting the plight of Zimbabweans, everybody highlighting the stories that you're talking about, what exactly would you like to be the outcome of such a circumstance?
I would like to see a change in government. Pardon?
I'm saying it's that heavy. You took a deep sigh before you explained that.
Like, where do I begin? I want pretty much everything to develop, from healthcare to the education system to the economy overall, you know. I want a better future for the young people. You know, it's so much that needs to happen. I mean, the change could be incredible if it does happen.
Mm-hmm. And I've spoken to young Zimbabweans themselves on the ground that have been through some of these circumstances, and they're really happy and celebrating the fact that people like yourselves are highlighting their plight on social media. But do you think that the trending on social media and so forth is something that could lead to real tangible change on the ground?
The trending part of it, of course, it gives awareness. Like, you're making people know what's happening in Zimbabwe. But I think people also need to put pressure on bodies that can actually make a difference. So I keep saying to people, although you're making Zim Lives Matter trending, also write and contact the people that can actually help and support, like the SADC or the African Union. Get in contact with them, tag them in everything that you're saying. Don't just make this just another trend. Like, for example, Black Lives Matter was another trend that it went in a different direction, and I really don't want that to happen for Zim Lives Matter.
All right, Muriya Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Sha Dube, young 22-year-old Zimbabwean based in England, who took it upon herself to spread the message on social media, and it went viral. So I figured, let me reach out to Sha to hear her thoughts on what's happening in Zimbabwe and, of course, what motivated her. Now, Muriya Zimbabwe, we have come to an end of our program today. But before we wrap up, there's another video that I wanted to play I received courtesy of a young Zimbabwean who also trended on social media. She had a small video. Unfortunately, we can't play the whole video due to time constraints, but she had about a 4 or 5 minute video whereby she was highlighting to the world what violations are happening in Zimbabwe with regards to human rights. She pulls up the constitution and she breaks it down. So let's head over to a video that we received from Alyssa Adams, a young Zimbabwean. She is in the diaspora, and Alyssa, she has a video that had received so far as we speak has over 78,000 views on Instagram and more. So let's head over to Alyssa, show you a little bit of what these diaspora people are doing in terms of raising awareness in Zimbabwe. Hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matters, the discussion.
Once born in pain and segregation.
Alyssa Adams, a Zimbabwean youth who took it upon herself to go onto social media. Unfortunately, if you're watching, if you're paying attention to the program via radio, you don't get to see the video itself. So I urge you once again, Muriya Zimbabwe, come to our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7, soon after the radio broadcast to watch the full program itself. And you'll get to see, for example, the words of Alyssa Adams. We have come to an end of our program today. Thank you so much to everybody who was watching the show. Same time, same place. Lapha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Muriya Zimbabwe, let's meet same time, same place here on Studio 7. I go by the name of Mike Hove. Bye-bye!